Oh boy, what a week it's been. Welcome to Off the Record, everyone. I'm Andres, and in this episode, it's going to be a brief one, but I wanted to touch on some headlines that have happened in the past few days, because this is all just basically leading up to my big election news roundup, as I'm calling it, because I've been doing what is called Election Groundhog Day every Friday of every week. Giving you the play-by-play about what's been going on, how right I've been all the way, and giving you basically a preview of what is to come the following week. And it's just been absolutely insane. And even though you would think that the news would be a lot more timid on the truncated week like Thanksgiving, it's been the exact opposite. It's just been just absolutely crazy. That's why I'm breaking up part of what was originally gonna debut tomorrow. Tomorrow being the my Friday roundup, but instead I'm gonna cover here because it makes sense since it's kind of along the same lines of if its own subject. So I'm gonna go through it real quick here, and I just wanted to share this with you because it's not gonna make the news roundup, so to speak, for the election. But it's important for you to know because it is a big deal. For why you're probably not familiar with a lot about what's happening. But stay tuned for tomorrow because tomorrow you're really gonna know about what has actually been going on, making sense of what the media won't tell you and why the media isn't telling you. So, one thing's for sure, in all this that's been going on, are there voter irregularities and stuff like that? Yes, there are. But I'm gonna talk about that tomorrow. Regardless of all the complaints, the FBI is not investigating anything, which is interesting considering all these hearings that are starting, but no investigations from the FBI. So you would think that, oh, see, everything's okay with the election. The FBI doesn't see any merit to even investigate it. But there is an investigation that's being spearheaded by the Department of Justice. That started about 2 weeks ago. So the Department of Justice hired or appointed someone named Robert Hibberley, I hope I pronounce his name right, to investigate and prosecute election-related crimes. The reason that's a concern for conservatives, though, is because this individual is an Obama appointee. And if there's a lesson that was to be learned for the entire Trump administration, you're probably familiar with this. All the leaks that have happened throughout the administration was because during the transition from the last administration, from Obama to Trump, to show that he was a man of everybody, of all people, he kept some of those Obama types on his staff. Those are the ones that ended up betraying him. And that was basically by design. Obama not only spied on the Trump campaign, they made sure to sabotage it from within. So Trump kind of set himself up for that one to trust someone he shouldn't have trusted. But now, with this whole investigation about the election, conservatives need to be made aware that it's an Obama appointee that's going to be investigating and prosecuting election-related crimes. So, would it be of any surprise that if this individual comes out and says, Robert says, yeah, there's nothing here? Well, yeah, because he's covering it up. That's the only conclusion one can reach. So, we need to hold this guy accountable. You need to be aware of that too, in case something comes up like there's no election fraud here. Yeah, says the Obama appointee. So, besides that, a lot of you probably like, well, there is no evidence, Andres. Then you're not tuning into my Election Groundhog series. Tune in to find out just how much evidence there really is. And check out my other episodes so you know what has actually been going on. And even things that'll make you perk up and go like, whoa, say what now? What's going on? Yeah, exactly. That kind of stuff is what's going on. But the thing is, as I mentioned in my earlier episode that I did this week called Evidence, What is Evidence? The media has the resources to conduct these investigations, and they're not conducting it because they want the results to stand. And at the question that I raised during that episode, that I'll raise here again, if it was legitimate, if Biden got the biggest, largest vote count, popularity-wise, of any president ever, why should there be any concern about canvassing or auditing the vote? There shouldn't be any question about that. Like, what they shouldn't have a concern about that. But why do the Democrats and judges keep striking this down when there's obvious irregularities that need to be sorted out? Let's get to the bottom of it. If it's legitimate, it's legitimate, so we can move on. Or else this is going to keep haunting the election. It's going to keep on going. And if you really want Trump to go away, you're going to want to do the investigation. See, like, look, Trump, nothing there. Move on. Instead of saying, there's nothing there, let's move on. Yeah, but you haven't addressed the problems for why the questions were raised in the first place. So the media is not doing any of the investigation when they should. Look, Fox News is under fire like crazy right now. Their ratings have dropped at least 40% week over week since the election, since they called it Arizona. Arizona's not even done counting as of this episode. My goodness. So, Tucker Carlson, he got some backlash because he went after Sidney Powell. At least it was understood that he went after Sidney Powell. It's like a little bit of I guess as much as a fight can go on these late night shows. But it was a little bit of exchange. Tucker said this. And said that Sydney said that, and then Sydney said this, and then said Tucker said that, and that went on for like one night. But that was enough for a backlash against Tucker Carlson, for which some have said that he's actually changed his tone a bit and has actually been talking about the rigging of the election. That's only one guy. We're talking about a media complex that is covering up what's going on instead of doing their job to investigate these abnormalities. And they should be doing this because they're not. They're actually just buttering up to Biden, like quite literally kissing his butt. And in the meanwhile, we have Obama, who just wrote his third freaking memoir. If you think that Trump is obsessed with his image, Obama's written his third memoir, an autobiography, but it's Trump that's obsessed with his own image. Damn, Obama, freaking A, man. And your bull, it sold over 1 point whatever million on the first weekend. Yeah, but how many of those were the media types? Anyway, whatever. Other stuff that's been going on, because the media is not covering the fraud, therefore not even investigating the fraud, big tech has been getting bigger and bigger, and it's a little concerning. Are you guys familiar with Eric Schmidt? If you're not familiar with Eric Schmidt, you should be aware that this is the guy that used to run Google. And he's actually one of the appointees or going to be serving at some capacity for the proposed Biden administration as Biden's making up this council. So it's interesting that everybody that said that Trump is the Wall Street money, yet all the Wall Street money went to Biden. And Biden, with big tech and new tech, a new money that is, like for these new rich people, he's been the one that's basically expanding the control of big tech, not concerned about Jeff Bezos of the world or the Eric Schmidts of the world, maybe even Larry Page. I don't know. I don't know how if he's involved to what level he was part of Google too, but Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, who have literally the Democrats back as they continue to censor, including yours truly, as what's going out there. YouTube is an extension of Google, so Google's. They kind of formed their own company under Alphabet, but whatever. The point is, they have been suppressing a lot of the voice out there. That's why you don't know about what's going on. This week, YouTube suspended an entire news channel because of supposed misinformation regarding COVID, a COVID vaccine. And that's just egregious. I know that YouTube just wanted to suspend someone. And now Twitter, as of this week, before this week, you've probably seen Twitter putting up little disclaimers. Oh, this thing is disputed. This tweet is disputed. This information here is disputed. Oh, there's a disclaimer because of this, this, and that. I'm sure you're familiar with that. But then Twitter changed something on their options to retweet. If you were trying to retweet like a disputed tweet, it'll tell you that it's disputed and guide you somewhere to try to give you some more information on it that has nothing to do with the tweet. Well, now Twitter warns you before liking a disputed tweet. So it's not just retweeting. If you like it, it's gonna warn you before you can like it. And you know what? What are they gonna do if you still like it? Are they gonna put you on a blacklist because you're liking disputed tweets? Think about that. And in all this, Twitter, as of a few hours ago, as of this recording, that is, they banned the account of a senator, of a senator's campaign office that held the hearing on voting irregularities in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. They suspended his account. He's someone in a position of influence that's holding these hearings, and because he held the hearing, he's suspended. Wow. And in all this, you probably heard that mainstream media is going after Parler, the same part as right-wing Twitter. Like, what is, and Twitter is a left-wing Twitter, so we want to label it that way? No, it's just that Parler happens to be a place, and I happen to be on Parler, and I can tell you that there's no algorithm there to favor a hashtag or some media types over the other. It's kind of like fair game, and everybody can speak, but there are conditions that you still got to comply with. You can't be a troll, you can't be a bot and other things. They're saying that this is a threat to a democracy, to said CNN. Someone else saying that this is ridiculous, that right wingers are trying to go to their own network. Well, last I checked, these big tech companies have been deplatforming, removing conservatives. What are they supposed to do? So if they leave on their own, you're upset, but you kick them out, it's okay. These guys don't pick a lane. Either you want us to be engaged in the political arena of ideas freely, which you don't apparently when we're on Facebook or Twitter or even YouTube, or you leave us be and we can't even be. They say, yo, how dare you go over there in your own echo chamber? You're on your own freaking echo chamber on Twitter. Oh, whatever. Anyway, so with all that being said, it sets up what the last 3 points I want to make to wrap up this episode. The last 3 points are this: three different polls that came out, which are very fascinating because the honesty is suddenly coming out. Biden voters were polled. They weren't asked if they knew about these certain stories about Biden. Negative stories, by the way. Hunter Biden, Tara Reid, who was the woman that accused Biden of sexual assault, and she has evidence to that. She has police reports and all that, but no, none of the media types wanted to talk about her. Apparently, believe all women didn't apply to Tara Reid. So when this was brought up to, like, with other stories that Biden's connection to China, how long he's been serving as senator, and all that was brought up to Biden voters. 17% of those respondents said, because they didn't know about this, they said, had they known, they would not have voted for Biden. 17% of Biden voters that voted for him would not have voted for him had they known this. And this all sums up basically the media suppression and big tech suppression, of voter suppression. That's exactly what it is, because all the media was saying that, oh yeah, there's no way that Trump can win because Biden's going to win in a landslide. And that's why they're declaring, the media themselves are declaring the election over when it's not, and big tech's not letting anybody else talk about any dissenting opinion or information be shared, or some kind of information that might make you think otherwise during this whole process, because they want to control all this. So had people been informed, because there's a lot of low information voters out there, had people been informed, 17% of those Biden voters would not have voted for Biden. The other one said it wouldn't have really changed their mind because they hated Trump that much, but still, they didn't know. Like, more than half of the voters did not know about any of this. That is part of voter suppression perpetuated by the media and controlled by big tech to make sure you do not get the information you need to help you make an informed decision. Which leads me next to these next polls. We have a CNBC poll recently came out that said 97% of Republicans believe the election was stolen or rigged. So that means, like, they're basically Trump supporters or just Republicans too. And say, yeah, you know, it's 97% of us say that it was stolen. Well, yeah, it's stolen because all the proof is in the pudding. And that's what's being investigated right now, which I'll go over tomorrow when I do my election news roundup. But here is where here's the last one. It comes full circle. This is from a Rasmussen poll. 30% of Democrats believe the election was stolen from Trump, that it was rigged against him in favor of Biden. Well. So even Democrats recognize what we're concerned about on this other side. And the reason this is a big deal is because if it's proven that these systems that were in place in certain states are rigged, that's a big deal for the Georgia runoff election January 5th, and that's a big deal for the midterms. Because if these systems are maintained in place, every election is compromised. So we need to restore trust in the system by getting to the bottom of it right now. So that's all those of us want. We want stuff to just get to the bottom of it. And if it does affect the current election results, get it resolved before January 20th. And if Trump is still declared that he didn't win, fine. But whatever systems in place that cause irregularities, make sure they're removed so we don't have to deal with those same systems that cause these glitches in the first place. And I'm being very, very kind about these glitches because I know enough, but I'll share it tomorrow in my wrap up. Anyway, that's all I wanted to share with you on this one. That's why you don't know, because the media and big tech don't want you to know. So that's that. Anyway, that's it for this episode of Off the Record. Thank you so much for checking it out. So a lot more stuff happens on my website. So stay tuned to www.theandrewsegover.com, the only place where you can get my show, or even on Parler every now and then I share it there too. But now I'm joining Rumble. Rumble is it's another video streaming service, kind of like Vimeo, YouTube, and all that stuff. But so far there hasn't been any clampdown on freedom of speech. So I'm giving that a shot. And subscribe if you're over on Rumble already. So just find my channel, The Andrew Segovia, and check my stuff out, because Off the Record will be making its way over there as well. Anyway, that's it for this episode of Off the Record. I'll see you on the next one.